Okay, Shalom Aleichem. Dvarim, Tavshin Pei. The subtitle here is the Saga of the Torah, is the Saga of the Jewish people. You'll pardon me if I drink some coffee. I'm suffering from corona fatigue. Okay, we're going to need some prologues here in order to properly appreciate what we're talking about here. This is going to be not the easiest shiur to hear, but I think you'll find the investment worthwhile if you make the effort to continue along. Okay, so let's take a look first at some of these prologues. The first thing is Ramban, in Bereishis. Ramban says, Kol ma she'ira la'avos siman labanim. Everything that happened to the forefathers, the Ramban himself specifically is referring to Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, happens afterwards to their children. In other words, the pattern that the avos established becomes, as it were, a baseline for the events of their children. And this is a famous idea in Sefer Bereishis, promulgated by the Ramban, and it's called Maisa Avos Siman Labanim. The deeds of the Avos are indeed an indication, a signal, a symbol of what will transpire with regard to the children. But we see that this is used not just with regard to the Avos. We see that many other Mefarshim use it with regard to things that anything that's written in the Torah with regard to the Jewish people. The travels to the desert, etc., as we'll see in just a moment, all of these are really a pattern of what's going to unfold for the Jewish people in the future to one degree or another. So now let's see a little bit further. The Pasuk in Yechezkel says, Ve'veisi eschem el midbar amim, v'nishpatati el itchem, sham panim el panim. The Pasuk is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us the midbar amim, just as we traveled through the desert in last week in all of Sefer Bamidbar, right? But the conclusion, the summation of that was in last week's Parshas Maaseh, discussing the different masos, the 42 different steps that the people took in their journey through the desert for 42 different stations, etc. So too, there will be a point, right, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us to the Midbar Amim. We're in the Midbar Amim, Baruch Hashem. You know, some of us are in Eretz Yisrael. But Lamaitha, the stage in Jewish history is one of where the Jewish people still are scattered, you know, all over the earth. So Baruch Hashem, many are coming home. But it's the Midbar Amim. It is the desert of the nations, right? Lav Dafka doesn't necessarily mean we're all sitting in the Sahara. But our dwelling amongst the nations is as dwelling in a desert. Okay. Next, the Tzror HaMor. Right? Well, the great Mefarshim. Right? Fled Spain. Right? Etc. Flee from the Inquisition. Etc. So he says a very interesting thing. This was in last week's Parsha. Kishem. Right? Right, Kishen, Shamasos, right, Bamidbar, right, Heviyunu Latorah Shebaal Peh, as we'll see. Kena Masos Bamidbar Amim Tevinu Latorah Shel Mashiach. That's actually not his, those are not his words. That's what I'm extrapolating from what he's going to say. Bechenira, right, in other words, we're going to see as we examine Parshas Devarim that all the traveling through the desert brought us to a new level of Torah. So too also all of our travels through diaspora, so time of Golus, etc., are going to bring us to a new level of Torah, the Torah of Mashiach. Deeper understanding, secrets that until now have been hidden will be revealed, etc. Says the Tzor HaMor, this is his terminology, V'chein nira, shenichtiv u'bekan, and that is in Parshas Maaseh, last week's Parsha, Eilu Masos b'shem Hashem, that Hashem carried us, brought us, took us, directed us, sent us from station to station as we traveled through the desert. Hashrishenu, to root inside of us. Shoresh ubitachon, that we should have faith, we should have trust in Hashem. Godol, great, great faith in Hashem. Bageula asida, that the ultimate gula will take place, that which we are waiting for now, b'mehera b'meinu, for Bias HaMashiach. Ubi inyan hatzaros haovros aleinu, And as the Jewish people travel through the diaspora in place and time, we know that we've undergone, right, many tzoras that doesn't need to be elaborated upon. Ulechazek yadayim rafos, and to strengthen weakened hands. And as we look back into last week's parsha, the traveling of the Jewish people through the desert, and ultimately arriving here at Sefer Dvarim and arriving in Eretz Yisrael, it's meant to strengthen us that this will be repeated again. Hashem tzofil mabit atzof kol adoros. Hashem sees to the end of generations. And he saw all of the exiles, the torments, the difficulties that the Jewish people undergo from the time of the destruction of the Churban and the second Beis Hamikdash, befrat begolus revi'a chazak. Right, he talks about all the goluyas, but in particular the fourth one, the one that we're in right now, right? Because of Elo Masos, Avtichenu Bitochon Godol V'Chazak, and he wrote down all these Masos in Parshas Maaseh to give us great trust and strength in our faith in Hashem. Ki Afalpi Shenavor Tzoros Rabos Ravos, that even though we've gone through many different difficult circumstances, Hashem Yechayenu, Hashem will give us life again. V'Yotzeinu Migolosenu, and extract us from this diaspora, from this scattering, from this being away from our home, from our torment, from our difficulties, from our being considered pariahs, which is certainly taking place today, just as he did for us in Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Okay, so we're seeing this idea that that which happened to the Avos, and not just the Avos, as the Ramban points out, but as we see also from the Tzroah HaMor, that which happened to the Jewish people in the desert, right, their travelings. And as we see, if you're going there, traveling from Parshas Maaseh to Parshas Elo Dvorim, where Moshe Rabbeinu begins to go over the entire Torah with them, this is a siman for us. We are going through difficult times. We've gone through much more difficult times, but we are going through difficult times now. We're certainly beginning to feel that feeling once again that has been foreign to us, certainly it was in America. Of feeling like total outcasts, pariahs, etc., as anti-Semitism rears its ugly head once again. Right? We're feeling the exile strongly, etc. This, we need to turn back to what we see in the Chumash, what we saw last week in the Chumash, and Mitzvah Shem, what we'll see this week in the Chumash. The Smach, the Sefer Mitzvah's Katan, one of the Rishonim on the Balei Tosfos, in his first mitzvah, and I'm going to synopsize this over here. His first mitzvah, he says, on the mitzvah, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeiticha Me'eretz Yitzrayim, that part of the belief in Hashem is that Hashem is a one who extracts from Yetzias Mitzrayim. For what purpose? Obviously not to go on vacation, yeah, in Curacao. I have nothing against Curacao, but whatever, yeah. Not to go on vacation in Curacao. He took us out of Egypt to bring us where? To Har Sinai, to receive the Torah, and to Eretz Yisrael in order to implement the Torah. And just says the Tzvach, just as that is a mitzvah, right? The first mitzvah, the Aseret HaDibros, of the Ten Commandments, so too, when Chazal tell us, when the person leaves this world, after he shuffles off the mortal coil, and goes upstairs, right? And they ask him a number of questions. One of the questions they ask him is, Tzipisa LeYeshua, did you look forward? Do you yearn? Did you want to see the uncovering, right, of the Geula, of the redemption, of Hashem revealing His presence in the world once again? Says the Smach that the source for this is in the mitzvah Anochi Hashem Elokecha, because the belief that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and brought us to Sinai to receive the Torah, and in turn is going to bring us to Eretz Yisrael, right? That belief that eternal connection between Hashem and the Jewish people and the Torah, that has to be part of our belief in not only our history, but in our destiny. In our destiny. Meaning that we are going towards that. We have to be mitzapel Yeshua. We have to look forward. We have to yearn to a repetition, to a replication of these events, to give us the Torah anew. Torah is not going to change in that sense, right? But to give us the Torah anew, to refresh our connection with the Torah and to reveal to us the secrets of the Torah and to bring all the Jewish people back to Eretz Yisrael. Okay. One more Hakdama and then we'll start. Pasuk says in Koheles, Ze'elu ma'zeh as Elokim. In the world, there's a balance between what we would call the forces of good and the forces of evil. Again, this is not that God is in conflict with anything. All of these forces can only find their source in Hashem. There is no other koach. Hashem is Hu Elokim. He is the Bala Kochos Kulam. He's master of all forces. But this conflict, this balanced conflict, Zel Umazel, balanced conflict between the striving for truth, to do that which is correct, to do that which is right, and the desire to follow one's desires, right, for lack of a better term, and everything, right, everything that reflects that conflict is balanced, because otherwise we wouldn't have bechira, we wouldn't have free will. It has to be balanced. Zel Umazel Eslokim, as Elokim. So there's a war, there's a struggle. We struggle, right? We struggle. So now let's start. Says the first pasuk in the Sefer Devarim. Eilu Devarim Asher Dibur Moshe El Kol Yisrael Be'Eivar Yarden Bamidbar Barava Mol Suf Ben Paran Ben Tovel VeLevan VeChatziros VeDi Zahav. These are the Devarim that Moshe spoke. And this itself, we'll get to this afterwards. What does it mean? These are the words of what Moshe spoke. Moshe spoke the entire Torah, right? What's the story? So we'll get to that. Now go to Pasuk Dal. Achrei hakoso es Sichon melech ha'emorim, asher yoshev b'cheshbon, v'esog melech ha'bashan, asher yoshev b'ashtaros v'edrei. This pasuk would appear to be unnecessary, for heaven forfend. But we already know, we learned the Chumash, right? We learned Sefer Bamidbar. We saw that the king Sichon, who was the Melech of Cheshbon, right, of his Ir Habira, his capital city, was called Cheshbon, Lashem Achshava, thinking, right? We know that he fell before Moshe Rabbeinu, the Jewish people, the conquered his land. It's true. Right? He came out to fight with us, and we forced to fight with him, and he lost. We also know that Og Melech HaBashan, Og, the great giant, right, the king of Bashan, near Israel, right? He also came out to fight. And, of course, he was vanquished as well. And he was Yoshev Ashtaros Vedrei. He sat in his castle, his magnificent walled city, Edrei. Interesting name, Edrei. The Torah's not a history book. And even if it were a history book, let's go, we just look back a few parshas, we see the whole story. Why is this necessary as part of the discussion that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke out his words of Torah to the Jewish people on the other side of the Jordan? Says the Medrash Rabbah. Eile Dvarim, Halacha, Adam Yisrael, Mao Shiye, Mutalo Lichtov Sefer Torah, Bechol Lashon. Kach Shon Chachami, Ein Ben Svarim, Letfilin, Mezuzas, El Shah Svarim, Dichtovim, Bechol Lashon. The Medrash, this is the first Medrash on Sefer Dvarim. At first glance, what a bizarre statement. It talks about the idea that you can write the Torah in other languages. You can write the Torah in other languages. But tefillin and mezuzahs cannot be written in any language other than Lashon HaKodesh. What's this doing here? It says the Holy Sfasemis in the name of his father, his grandfather, the Chidush Yarim. Right? He says, first of all, he says there's an unbelievable symbolism that's taking place over here. In other words, the fact that the Torah tells us that the Devarim that Moshe Rabbeinu said, the words of Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Jewish people in his final summation at the end of 40 years, this is his last, as it were, right, his last session of teaching Torah to the Jewish people. So this needs to be said, that it took place in the land where Sichon Melech Heshbon and Og Melech Bashan Hayoshev Rashtros Be'edrei, where they were once kings. V'shem Mori V'skeni Zal HaPasak Achreik Oso Shekodem Zeloheh Yochol HaHachnis HaDvarim B'libo. Until, again, this is symbolic and it's taking place. Again, remember that there is a march of truth, right, against the march of evil. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed the world. So there needs to be a conflict, and we need to struggle, and we need to overcome. So symbolically, right, not only in terms of our own internal issues, but there's also there are forces at work in the world at large. We've seen kingdoms of evil. Right? Not necessarily our own lifetime, but our parents, our grandparents' lifetime. They saw kingdoms of evil. So too also here. Shekodem ze lo yochel hachnis advarim b'libim sheYisrael. The level of Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu is now going to bring to the Jewish people, they could not have absorbed this until there was a conquering of Sichon Melech Heshbon and Og from Edrei. Shehem ayu klipos gedolos. They were great husks. Now you hear this word klipa. We know it's a Kabbalistic term. In other words, an external, non-clean husk that covers the truth on the inside. And we think, okay, what is he talking about over here? Really, what is he talking about? What is he talking about? So I'll bring it down to earth. I'll bring it down to earth. There is a total way to look at the world. And even in that, there are all different levels. And then there's a non-Torah way to look at the world. And in that, there's also all different levels. Let me give you an example. I once came in with a chavrusa of mine, who was a very holy Jew. Really, very, very holy Jew. It was a merit for me to be able to learn with him. We walked into the Beis Midrash. And the Beis Midrash was buzzing. It was buzzing. And he broke into a smile. Right? Now, I'll say parenthetically, you might think, oh my goodness, this guy has never seen the world before. He's a Cambridge graduate, okay? But after Cambridge, he went to Gateshead, right? He learned a lot of Torah there and became an unbelievable person. Any event, he breaks into a smile as he looks around the Beis Midrash and he says, how exquisite. Everybody learning Hashem's Torah. That's pure. That's a Torah view of life. But I'm familiar. Hopefully you're not familiar. Right? Hopefully you're not familiar. Right? But I am familiar. There's a lot of different ways to react to the same thing. A person could walk in and say, do you really think all these shiny pants bozos are learning? Pretty cynical. Sarcastic. Cruel. Cruel. Lashon hara. Two people see the exact same thing. But the reaction to it is worlds apart. Or, a little bit less ridiculous, what a din, how am I going to be able to concentrate, I won't be able to focus, oh, gosh, I wish they weren't making so much noise. Get a grip. Or, we could get really too ridiculous here, oh, can you imagine, they're all here today, what am I going to do? I'll never get a piece of schnitzel for lunch. Now, pardon me for being, you know, I don't mean to be overly jocular here, but isn't everybody seeing the same thing? And yet you have a wide gamut of response. Zel umaseh asle lokim. Kosh Baruch Hu made the world. You choose how you're going to see things, how you're going to react to things, how you're going to speak about things. Will you use the avenue, will you use the conduit, will you see the world through the lens of Torah? Oh, you'll see it through the world of sarcasm and cynicism, the world of neuroses, right? What do I do? How am I going to be able to concentrate, right? Because you can't see outside. Again, I'm not talking about where a person is actually suffering from a mental health issue. I don't mean to, God forbid, impugn right, anybody who suffers from that. But people do react like that even though they don't necessarily have an issue. It's just, you know, what they get accustomed to. Or more concerned for where's going to be my piece of schnitzel for lunch. A wide range of reactions. And yet they all see the same thing. Zelu maseh aseh Elokim. So says the Chiddush Yarim. Sichon and Og represent two major false visions of the world. Sichon was the king of Cheshbon. We said Cheshbon is Miloshem Machshava, thought, right? In the world of Tuma, right? That's what he represented, a false way of thinking about things. And Og came from Edrei. In Hebrew, oftentimes we interchange the Dalet with the Zion, right? Mizbeach, Midbeach, right? Edrei Ezroi, Zroa, the arm. He's the source of Tuma of action. The arm, Zroa, arm. Says the Chedush Yarim, these are representative of with their being vanquished. It is kilu now in the world, the koach of machshava, false machshava, unclean thought, has been vanquished to a degree, and unclean action. And these are keneged tefillin shebiyad and tefillin shebirosh. The tefillin on the arm, I will subjugate my deeds to Hashem's will. Tefillin shebirosh, I will subjugate my thoughts to Hashem's will. So the introduction to the Medrash tells us that albeit now the Torah can be written in every language, but there's certain things that have to maintain their pristine source, right? Lashon HaKodesh only, Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. Says the Chiddush, V'chein Ksiv V'Tefillin, L'man Tiyat Toras Hashem B'Ficha. Why? Because when a Jew wears Tefillin, he is preparing himself to learn Torah. The wearing of Tefillin is Machshir. It cleanses the person who's cleansing in order to fulfill his requirement of learning Torah. L'chein achar hanochas tefillin v'iskashus v'machshava v'maisi echol nikos kriyashma. You're not supposed to say kriyashma in the morning without your tefillin on a regular weekday. You're supposed to say it with your tefillin on, because tefillin, as it were, prepares you both in terms of commitment in action, tefillin shel yad, and in thought, tefillin shel rosh, to live life quite like a Jew. Laman tiyah, as the pasuk says in the parshas of Tefillin, in parshas Bo, Laman tiyah Torah Hashem b'ficho, so that the Torah will be in your mouth. Speak Torah. V'chein ayah v'klolus Yisrael k'mo shenoeg b'pratus. Just as we personally, we put on our Tefillin before we say Kriya Shema, so too before Moshe Rabbeinu is going to teach the entire Jewish people a new level of Torah. Eila advar mashen dibre Moshe. It needed, as it were, the erasure of these two prime kolchos, these two prime sources of tuma, right, of klipos, which hopefully I explained sufficiently, yeah, a false world view and false world action that were represented by Sichon and by Og. This is not just something which exists in the realm of Remez, or Sod, right, or Drash. The Rambam tells us, and Hilchot Tefillin, she calls man shatulin baroshu shal adam valzroo who inye who onav v'yari shamayim. Tefillin have the effect, if a person puts them on properly, to make the wearer of those tefillin onav, a humble person, yari shamayim, a one who is God fearing. Ve'enu nimshach v'schok u'sicha b'teila, and he's not drawn after the emptiness of this world. Ve'enu b'hara machshavos rose, and his mind is not preoccupied. Yeah. With unclean thoughts, ela mifana libo, but his heart becomes prepared to accept divrei ha'emes v'atzedek, truth, justice, righteousness, etc. Fine. So that's the when the Medrash says that tefillin must be lashon hakodesh, right? Because we need to talk about tefillin. Why do we need to talk about tefillin? Because it's coming to explain why is it that as a preamble to Moshe Rabbeinu speaking unique divrei Torah. We talk about the idea that it's in the land that was conquered from Sichon Melech Heshbon and Og Melech HaBashan HaYosha BeAshtaroz BeEdrei in Zroa again. BeEdra Yarnim BeEretz Moav Hoyil Moshe BeEretz HaTorah Azos LeMor, right? In the land of Moav, right? So once again, we have another question here. Why are you telling me in the land of Moab? First of all, it had already been conquered by Sihon, and that's why we could sit in this part of the land, because we weren't allowed to attack Moab. Is it crucial that we say that it's in Eretz Moab? It's Mevar Yarden, it's on the other side of the Jordan. Who cares where it is? No, once again, it's important in terms of understanding that the Bir took place, this new explanation to the Torah, this deeper, right, a level explanation of the Torah, took place in the land of Moab. It says the Mori Naim. Mori Naim is the Magid Mitzranobel, the Talmud of the Magid Mimezrich, who was in turn a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. He says as follows. Be'eretz Moav, right? Be'eretz Moav. Moshe Biras HaTorah, Lemur, etc. The Isa B'Medrash, HaTorah Nidreshes B'Mem Tes Panim Torah, Mem Tes Panim Tomei. The Torah could be addressed in 49 ways of Tahara, spiritual cleanliness, or in 49 ways that are blocked, Tumah. And Moav is Megamatria Memtes. And as the Pasuk says, in Tifakshena ka Kesef, ukimatmonim, if you'll search for the Torah like Kesef and like Matmonim, Memtes, right? Hidden away, Memtes, 49 levels, Memtes, the 49 Sha'arim. She says, why is this here? Why is this lesson being taught us over here? And he tells us as follows. The Jewish people, the Masos, Shenasi Yisrael, Kodem Boam Lahar Sinai, all of the travelings of the Jewish people, once again, we're coming back to this idea of Zeh Umazeh Aser Lokim, that we have an internal struggle inside of us between, right, an aspiration to do that which is right, and on the one other hand, forces that try to pull us to do that which is convenient, that which is not necessarily right, but what's easier for us, more pleasurable for us, affording us more power, more pleasure, etc. There's always an internal struggle, and so too also in the Jewish people as a klal, as a whole. The Maso Shenasi Yisrael Kodem Bom Lahar Sinai. The travelings of the Jewish people before they arrived at Har Sinai. Kol Zeh Hayakadil Hachris HaKlipos. Once again, these false perceptions of the world, right? Not that can be fuddled by the Kabbalistic terms. These false perceptions of the world. Shaya Masach Mavdil Ala Torah Shebechsav. This was a screen that prevented them from being able to absorb the Torah Shebechsav, the written Torah. Shaya Yisrael Mishkoyim Umbetumos Uklipos Kanoda. They lived all these years, 210, 400 years, whatever it is, in Mitzrayim. You absorb a lot of national views. You absorb the views of the people in whose land that you live. We absorb the views of the people whose land we live. We too have to deal with klipos, right? I don't mean the peel on an orange, right? Again, we discussed it. You can look, you can interpret, you can speak about something either in a pure vein or you can speak about it using the jargon of the street. And so too, they needed to pass through Kriyas Yamsuf, Seif giving them on, Milchemes HaMolek, the battle with Mamolek, and their need for water and their receiving water. All the events, as it were, helped strip away this false view. They began to believe more in Hashem. So when they arrived at Sinai, they gave them Kabbalah the Torah. Right? Hashem, the belief in Hashem began to penetrate into their hearts. The Saldkan getting rid of all of what he called these false views. So it shouldn't be a screen preventing them from receiving the Torah. Mavdu bin HaTorah Shebechsav ben Yisrael. Now, we know, as he's going to say in just a moment, that the Jewish people received the entire Torah at Sinai. Bechsav, the written Torah, and the oral Torah. Vinei, as he says, Torah nitin l'moshe v'sini v'chlal v'sel, pratoseh, shebechsav v'shval per, v'il ma she'talmid v'osik, osid l'chadish, all of the Torah was given at Sinai. Everything that anybody's going to say was all there. When we struggle to understand Torah, what we're doing is we're uncovering The Torah that was ours at Sinai is all said there. All said. As endless as it is, it was all said there. Right? Perhaps in a zip file, hidden. They couldn't completely connect to Torah Shebaal Peh. They learned the dinim, right? The Gemara in the Erevin says, Ketzad Seder Mishnah, how would you teach the people Torah? And they taught them, Moshe Rabbeinu taught them the dinim. But the struggle to understand, the struggle to overcome, they didn't have that then. Ach adayin lo hayag is galus ha-Torah Shebaal Peh, shu biur ha-Torah Shebechsav l'chol Yisrael. The Jewish people as a whole didn't completely connect to all the depth of Torah the way Moshe Rabbeinu did. It was given to them, but the depth, they couldn't touch it. The Yosef Shil Levar Elhem Matzpuneha Ubiureha Ki Im Achar Siluk Masach Haiskasos HaKlipos Shemachasis HaTor Shebaal Peh. This was accomplished, this ability to be able to connect to Tor Shebaal Peh was accomplished through the travels through the Midbar. And even now, when we struggle to understand Torah, this is the idea of Mem Tes Panim, 49 ways that are pure, 49 ways that are hidden, that are blocked off. Why? Because we don't understand. You learn, every person who's ever learned anything, and Torah Shebaal Peh, first he sees it this way, then he sees it that way, then no, this is not correct, and he has to struggle and struggle and struggle and struggle and says, yes, this is it. So too the Jewish people that traveled through the Midbar, right, go through difficulty, overcoming difficulty, overcoming difficulty, overcoming difficulty, to finally came to the other side of the Jordan. And there, in the land that had been taken from Sichon, the king of Cheshbon, and Og, right, who sat in Edrei, or Ezroi, right, there in the land of Moab, right, Moab is the pinnacle of Memtes Shari Tuma. Moab is Memtes in Gematria. Mem, Aleph, Vav, Beis, 49. Right? 49 there, and the ultimate in Tumah, if you remember Moab, who's Moab? Moab is the eldest child of the union, the incestuous union between Lot and his eldest daughter. And she called, right, the name of the child, Moab, from my father. This is the ultimate in Tumah, the ultimate. Right, so now that they're in this land which has been conquered, just as they had to conquer the kings of Sichon and the king Og, now in the land of Moab, after it, now we can be in this land legitimately, legally, according to the laws of the Torah, to stand upon, right, what was beforehand the crucible of 49 levels of Tumah. Now Moshe Rabbeinu can begin to speak. Be'er es ha-Torah zoshu Torah Shebaal Peh. He explains the Torah. Torah Shebaal Peh. The methodology of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu had it all before, and the Jewish people had it superficially, let's call it. Right? But now they begin to enter into, right, into the world of where they have a greater kesher to Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's the Torah that keeps the Jewish people alive. I remember from Gershom Friedenson, Zichron Levracha, he describes a story of how he was in Lodz and the Nazis came in searching for his father, who was an Aguda activist, and they couldn't find him, wasn't there. And as the Nazis were leaving because they couldn't find him, Baruch Hashem, the family was unscathed. They asked, what are all those volumes over there on the wall? He had a Vilna Shas inside of his, Svarm Sheik, right? Bookshelves there. And he told him that this was his father's Talmud. And the Nazi's eyes, as he described it, grew wide with hatred, with venom, with vitriol. The Yiddish Talmud, the Jewish Talmud, that satanic text, and they ran there and tore as they, much as possibly they could. The volume was destroyed and threw them out the window. Dorsho Peh is what separates really the Jewish people in their saga of survival. And that's why, right, the Nazis, who were the antithesis of the Jewish people, who wild-eyed and crazy with venom and hatred when they saw the Jewish Talmud. Beiris HaTorah Shutor Shebal Peh Shenikra Zos Lemor Peiris L'Yisrael Ki Ad Achshav Lo Yizgalus HaTorah, says what we call the Chernobyl Magid. Until now they didn't have that full revelation of the Torah. Ki Im L'Moshe L'Vado, Moshe himself understood all of it. Machmas Godol Ma'alosa, because of his lofty, yeah, level. U'kayom Yachul HaSig Gam Kein Kol Yisrael Ki Ke'es Kar Nivdal Ha'nirda Ha'masach Ha'mavdil Ka'amur. The Tumah of Moab, they were now in their land. The Tumah of Sichon, gone. The Tumah of Og, gone. And as we quote, the Shem Yishmuel says in the name of the Avnei Nezer, his father, the great Avnei Nezer, Shemishna Torah Basher Moshe, Yipiatz Mo'omra Nirshu Emtsoi Ben Torsh Bechsal V'Torsh Valpeh. The Avnei Nezer says that Mishnah Torah, Sefer Dvarim itself, is the passageway from the world of Torah Shebichsav. It's the link between Torah Shebichsav, the written law, and Torah Shebapeh, the oral law. And as the Shach, not from Poland and Moravia, right? The Shach from Tzfas, Talmud of the Arizal, Talmud of the Arizal. He says, when the Pasuk tells us, Be'er as HaTorah Zos Lemor, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mevar the Torah Lemor, saying, My Lemor, Lemor Lehem Yisrael, Shekol Mish Yachol Lasos, Be'er Al HaTorah Yata, Shekulam, Kiblu B'Sinai. We all were Mekabel, Archelik in Torah and Sinai, struggle in Torah, reveal Torah. It's part of the evolution of the revelation of Torah, which is connected to the revolution, right, of the revelation of Klal Yisrael's leaving the Golos and coming back home. Eila Dvorim. Further. Eila Dvorim Asher Dibir Moshe. Be'evar Yardein, Be'eretz Moav, Hoil Moshe Be'er Es HaTorah Zos Lemor. Hoil. Hoil. What does that mean? Hoil. So Rashi says, Hoil is he began. When he began. He finished it there also. Didn't he teach them all of Sefer Dvarim there? But if we understand what we said before, this is the beginning of Klal Yisrael's dynamic relationship with Torah study, which is going to carry them through the generations. So the generations of where they were in Eretz Yisrael, the Zman of Geula, and when they were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, the Zman of Golos, till the end of days and beyond, right? It's only the beginning. It's only the beginning. Let's see one more piece here. I think it's a very crucial one. Right? From the Medrash, once again, that same Medrash that talked about Tefillin before, now let's address the idea of a Sefer Torah itself can be written in any language. Right? Not like Tefillin, can be written in any language. Says the Medrash Rabbah, how do we know it can be written in any language? Right? Or how do we know, I should say, not that. How do we know that that Torah, let's see the Medrash. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Re'e Lashona Shel Torah. Look at the Lashon of Torah. Terminology, the language, the communication of Torah. Machaviva, how precious it is. Shemarapes haloshem, it heals the loshem. It can heal the tongue. Minayin shekein ksiv, how do we know this? It says, mar peloshem eitzchayim. Eitzchayim, we know it's the Torah, eitzchayim yil machazikim ba, as the Medrash continues. It can heal, mar peloshem, it heals the tongue. Tedelacha, says the Medrash. You should know. La'asid lavo in the future. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'aleh migan Eden ilono shel Torah. in the future, because Baruch Hu will cause trees to flower forth from Gan Eden. Umau shvachan, and what is their praiseworthiness of these trees? Mirapinas aloshon, they can heal the tongue. As it says, V'al hanachal, miches v'anachal, svaso, mizeh, mizeh, minayin shishu, refuah, shaloshon, shenem, v'haya, piryo, l'machal, v'aleh, l'etrufah. Torah can heal. Again, what does this mean, Torah can heal? Just like we said before, that if a person, remember the story of Chavrusa walking to the Beis Medrash, Torah, real Torah, a person really struggles in Torah and really wants the Torah to wend its way down from his head into his heart, that heals his tongue. A Chavrusa was only capable of saying how beautiful it is. Look at all these people, right, learning Torah. Others who maybe have learned Torah, but it hasn't wended its way down from the head into their hearts. They haven't overcome all the 49 ways that you can misunderstand things, right? To finally come to the truth. So they had their different reactions. People have different reactions, right? Anti-Torah reactions, God forbid. Torah has the capacity to heal. And Asi Lavo, in the future, Torah will heal, because the source of everything is in the Torah. And when the Torah is revealed, the healing will take place. Then the Medrash continues. You don't need to bring a raya, a proof for this, from a pasuk in Yechezkel, that the Torah, the trees from Gan Eden will heal. The trees, the Torah, the trees of life. You can see it in the story of Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's learn from the grand source of all, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu initially says, Lo ish dvarim anochi. I'm not a person of words, before he comes to Paro. Kemish v'zocha l'Torah, once he was zocha to Torah, once he received Torah, nisrape l'shono. His tongue was healed. V'hizchil l'dabe dvarim. And he spoke words of Torah. The words of Eilu dvarim asher dibur Moshe. So Sfasem says, I don't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, right, many words of Torah. He spoke to the Jewish people. He spoke for the quote, experience Nevuah, right? Experience Nevuah prior to receiving Torah, prior to Matan Torah. It says the Sfasemis, the Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, but my connection with Torah doesn't have my connection with you, Hashem. I don't have the capacity to speak it out to Paro. I can't cause it to reach. The depths of Tuma of Paro. And Hashem explains to him how it will take place. Once Moshe Rabbeinu receives Torah, then he can now come to the other side of the Jordan and teach the Torah. Ba'er, right? Ba'er is the Torah. In how many Lashonos? In 70 Lashonos. He can explain the Torah in 70 Lashonos. And this idea of 70 Lashonos in Sfasemis is twofold. On the one hand, the Torah being translated into 70 Lashonos means that the Torah will be with the Jewish people as they travel through the Midbar Ha'amim, through the desolation and the desert of the exile, of the diaspora, in different cultures, in different lands, under different levels of oppression, or in different lands of impression, how they impress us. The Torah will be with us, right, in those lands. 70 Lashonos. 70 Lashonos. But also, it's the 70 Lashonos because ultimately, when the Jewish people have finished their job description and the redemption will come, then the world itself will be uplifted by the Torah. The capacity of Torah to heal, the capacity of Torah to protect us as we travel through the Midbar Amin, and the capacity of Torah, as it were, to heal whatever's there in the nations of the world that can be healed. Torah. So let's just recap for a second. What are we talking about here? The Jewish people have traveled through the desert. They've gone through difficulties and struggles, etc. Those struggles now make them worthy to receive a new level of Torah Sheba'al Peh. A new level of Torah Sheba'al Peh, of the oral law. So too, every individual goes through struggles in life and struggles in understanding the Torah. But as he struggles to overcome knowing that Hashem is with him, the Torah enlightens him. The Torah protects him. The Torah gives him a different way to look at the world. He's always accompanied with his tefillin, which always have to be purely written in Lashon HaKodesh, because that is part of the cleansing process that's necessary, that has to be attached to him, prepares him for Torah. But after he's done that, the Torah is in 70 different languages, the languages of the world. Because whatever culture you're in, a Jew, if he connects to Torah, can rise, to a level of truth, in spite of the influences of that culture. And the Torah also is in 70 Lashonos, because when the Geula comes, when the redemption comes, the Torah will once again light up the world. Light up the world. So in a time period, Sefer Devarim, right? Sefer Devarim, Parshas Devarim, is the Hakdama to, in the Parshas of Torah, the Hakdama to Tisha B'Av. The coming to the exile, what enabled us to survive was, as the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, right, said, the freedoms in the household, right, the Jewish Talmud, because they knew that was the life beat, that was the pulse of the Jewish people. We learn Torah, we build ourselves, we overcome the false influences of our lives and the false perceptions that we have of reality. It will protect us through all of the ups and downs that we're experiencing now. Hashem should protect us, right? All knows where it will end. And Be'ezer Hashem, the Torah will be with us, so when the ultimate redemption comes, its light will burst forth. A new understanding for us, and the strength of its light will have the capacity to enlighten the nations of the world as well. Well, we should be zochet to see it. Amen.